Hi, we have Georgina Mahon here with us today. I'm in her studio and I'm really excited to record our first podcast. So I'll let you introduce yourself first to us, Georgina. Maybe tell us a little bit about your background and how you started.
Well, I'm originally from Lithuania. I'm here 19 years, and back home in Lithuania, I did a lot of, I'd say my background was totally different to what I'm doing at the moment. I have a master's degree in linguistics, and I was working as an editor in the magazine, and I was working in the translation bureau. So it was a lot of kind of, it was not related to photography at all back there. And so then when I came to Ireland, I was a bit lost, I would say, in regards what to do here. I did a bit of interpreting in the court system and other jobs. I went working in the shop and that. But then when my little one was born, going back to how photography came to my life, it was back in Lithuania. I started as a hobby, I suppose. I got a camera and everybody were saying how lovely my photos look and how when I take a photo, it always looks better than when someone else takes it. So I was like, okay, right. I could actually take photos just like that for the family, for fun, taking photos of anything, really. I was photographing the birds, the cats, the flowers.
Just like we all did at the start,
And then when I came here, I did a course, actually, while searching for what to do. I came to Ireland for a man. I mean, not for a man, sorry. He brought me here, actually. We met in Lithuania. He brought me here.
Okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't actually looking for a man.
Yeah, it just happened,
just happened naturally. Yeah. So the photography came to my mind when I said that, look, I want to do something that I love in life. Yeah. Like, I could have kept going interpreting. I could have kept going maybe trying to find something that suited my education a little bit more. Yeah. But photography was always there in the background, always as a back thought was like, oh, maybe I could try make it work here in Ireland in photography field. Yeah. So then I went and did a course in Dundalk for a year. It was a full-time, actually, course, photography course. And then I forgot about it altogether because I wasn't confident enough to start the business. Everybody were saying, like, yeah, you should start. You're doing great. You should start the business. But I just couldn't. And I felt like, oh, like, nobody will want to come to this foreigner. Like, who would ever come to a foreign photographer? Irish people would be like, oh, no. I always felt, for whatever reason, that foreign people here, like, are...
Didn't fit in?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they did, maybe, but not...
Not in business.
Yeah, not in business. Starting your own business was something that, oh, sure, you couldn't do that. Like,
yeah.
How? Like, you have to be super star nearly to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or you had to be kind of known.
Yeah. But then, naturally, when I had Alana, I was like, yeah, but I don't want to go back working full-time. I don't want to leave her in care somewhere and work and come back home and only see her like 2 hours in the evening. I said, no. So that was a natural thing. I started photographing her, started photographing a few of my friends had babies at the time.
Yeah.
And it just started from there. And then I said, it kind of clicked and I said, now is the time.
I don't know how
I did it because the baby was like 2-3 months.
Yeah.
We were renovating this studio. I was doing the website, I was doing this, millions of things.
Yeah.
I had a few shoots of friends and friends that being pregnant and friends that, and it was, obviously I wasn't as quick at what I'm doing now. I mean, editing wise, it was taking me ages.
You were still kind of learning as you were going.
Yeah, I was learning as I was going and looking back at those photos at the beginning, I was like, oh my God.
But they did at the time.
At the time they were great because you were like, you know, like even when someone was asking me at some time, like, what would you advise to start for any photographer who's starting? Well, it's different. It can be a different approach. You can be thinking too much about it and like, you know, thinking, oh, I don't have this, mm-hmm. I don't have enough education, I don't have enough, I'd say just start.
Yeah.
Start from something,
and do you think
start
education,
photographing, and then
yeah,
education
just do
it. Is important. Something, it's either a basic course, like I did a basic course,
yeah.
So I knew basic things about lighting, studio lighting. I was confident enough in that field. Like, I knew how to work studio light. I knew how to work flash. I knew
mm-hmm.
how to work manual settings on the camera. So that was a huge plus.
Yeah.
So I wasn't starting from the basics trying to learn those things. Because
mm-hmm.
if you were trying to learn those things as well as photographing for
it's
customers,
overwhelming.
It's like, I was in panic as it was when I was photographing first few customers, like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What if that goes wrong? Like,
yeah.
you know, like,
yeah.
No, but yeah, having basic knowledge about the camera and studio lighting and that's the most, I
Very
think.
Important.
And then after that, I'd say if a person knows what field they want to go to, like it's either wedding photography or kids photography
mm-hmm.
or newborn photography, it's probably the next advice is just find a photographer that you admire and go do one-to-one training with them.
Okay.
Because I think that was...
Have
my,
you done that?
I have,
oh, you
later
have.
On, after
okay,
about
after.
2 years of struggling and thinking
yeah.
and overthinking and all that. And
yeah.
Well, not quite struggling. Like, the customers
yeah.
were there. I was doing a good job. I mm. like, you know, customers were coming to me again and again. So it wasn't. But that one-to-one session with the photographer kind of showed me the main kind of tricks, the main things that I was trying to learn myself through, like, you know, through errors and trial and error. But that it was literally explained to me. You do this, and explained to me in like 6 hours.
Yeah.
That maybe
so you thought
that
was
yeah,
that
it
was
the
good.
Best thing I did. The best investment ever is just do a course or two in the field that, or if you don't know what field you want to
try
do,
a bit of everything.
Try a few.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
At the moment, there's loads of even training on the YouTubes
oh,
and
yeah.
courses, tons of stuff there. But one-to-one is still better, in my opinion.
Yeah, so you would
yeah.
recommend that.
Yeah, to do a course with
or
a photographer.
Or like do like a, like maybe start as an intern even, like
yeah.
shadowing a photographer.
Yeah, if you find someone
yeah.
who is willing to do it with
yeah.
you, yeah.
Yeah, I think in it's, weddings that is important.
In a wedding, it's brilliant because
yeah.
you can do a second shooter.
Yes.
Like kind of when you're starting, you can absolutely
yeah.
go with a professional photographer, be a second shooter that...
Yeah.
He's
and
not
no
relying
pressure.
On you.
Yeah, there's no
it's
pressure.
No pressure, but you
yeah,
learn
but
all,
learning,
the, all, the,
all the settings.
All the, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You learn all the tricks from the profession. So that's yeah. So that and then again, buy just the essential camera, like and a lens that will do for the moment. Because
yeah.
like I was fixated on, oh, I can't do that without that lens.
Okay,
I can't
so you
do that.
You cared about equipment at
yeah,
the start.
Very much, yeah, yeah. And
you did.
But I of course I couldn't afford to buy
yeah.
the best of the best of the best.
Yeah.
And I was always thinking that, oh, I can't my photography probably is not good enough because I
yeah.
don't have a good enough camera. Bullshit. Like, I mean, sorry, I shouldn't.
No, it's
curse.
Okay. You can. It's all good. Don't worry.
Yeah, because like you can actually, once you understand the basic things in lighting, in
yeah.
composition, and like photograph will come, especially nowadays, equipment is so good that
so good,
you
yeah.
can actually, with not a huge investment, you can create a beautiful stuff. Like, you know.
Yeah, I like that you actually mentioned that because I think the same equipment is not the most important thing. It's
mm.
how you take photographs and how you use light. Like
light,
composition and
light
are so
lighting
so
is absolutely
important.
The key. Like
yeah,
especially in Ireland. Like in winter I like this studio here, I don't know if you will show a few photographs
I
to
will,
people
yes,
or not.
Yes,
but
it's lovely
this
here.
It has huge massive windows.
It's gorgeous.
So lighting is beautiful here even during the winter time. So
yeah, it's absolutely
but
gorgeous.
I'm still struggling with it during the winter.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not enough light, so I have
yeah.
to use studio light in winter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Winter would be tricky, a tricky
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
But now we're coming into spring
oh,
season.
Lovely.
Spring
Can't
and summer
wait.
Must be your favorite.
It is. But this studio, again, it's too much light then because
oh, yeah, okay.
you see, that's why I have the windows covered. with loads of sheer curtains and I think it's a shower curtain.
Okay.
The white shower curtain.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. I'm looking at it now. Yes. Yeah, you wouldn't even notice that. It's lovely.
So
it's
because it gets
here.
When the sun is shining directly into the window, it's actually too much light and people are squinting. And
so and you don't want that. You want soft.
That's nice, kind
of
soft.
That's the look of your photography. It's very soft, very natural. And So how did you realize that you have a passion for newborn and baby photography? When was it the time when you realized that that's exactly what you want to do and not wedding? Because you have done weddings in the past. You've tried a bit of everything.
Yeah. Absolutely. When I started, I was doing a bit of everything. Even when I knew that I wanted to do newborns, I still was doing a bit of everything because I thought that I could be... Well, mainly, my main thing was that photography has to become my... my main income, because I didn't have any other income. So I was basically working to earn enough money to provide for myself and for the family. So basically, if I wasn't doing the weddings, there maybe wouldn't have been enough customers for me to earn my living. And so at the beginning, there was a few weddings, then there was family photography and baby photography and communions, christenings, you know, anything that I would get a phone call to do, I'd do. Mm-hmm. And then working and realizing, okay, weddings was not my thing from the very start. We were doing weddings with my partner, Tom. He was my kind of, I don't know.
Backup person.
Or he was calling himself a donkey, carrying my equipment, organizing people, kind of saying like, okay, come on, we'll do the photo, because he's Irish.
It's very hard to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's Irish. So he was brilliant. He was like, okay, now people will go do this, do that. And
he was good at talking to people.
He's good at talking, which I'm not good at.
It's very overwhelming at a wedding.
It is.
To do
that. So much pressure.
Because it's one day, it's their one big event. And there's no room for mistakes.
And he is so good under pressure. He kind of, he does all this, like, last minute, he can do this, that. I panic. I kind of go into freeze mode. I can't think. My head goes...
Blank.
I don't, like... So I said, no, weddings, too much stress. Even though I was doing a good job, my few weddings that I did, they were happy with it. You know,
but you just realized that it's too much stress.
Too much stress. I had that studio and I said, why am I going into the weddings trying? Because like I counted actually how much time. That was a good thing as well. Like I said, okay, I need to earn so much. And here, I can earn that much from a wedding. It takes me this much to shoot, this much to edit, this much to produce the album. Can I earn the same money from newborn or family in the same amount of time? And I realized I actually can.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. And
then
calculating
I said,
everything.
Like, look, so then why? I'm better off concentrating on getting more customers, family and babies and that. More of something that I love.
Yes, exactly.
Rather than taking everything and then my calendar is full of like 10 weddings a year and I can't do anything else. And it was becoming busier. So it's naturally kind of, I had to choose then.
Yeah.
At some point, we made a decision.
It just made more
no
sense.
More weddings, because like Tom was saying, my partner, he was saying, look, you really are too stressed at the weddings. So it's no point. No, not worth it. So I was like, okay, that's it. Agreed. Done.
Yeah.
Decision made.
That was
because it's so hard to make a decision for me. I don't know if you're the same, but like I'll be thinking and maybe this or maybe that. Yeah. And then to make an actual final decision is the hardest thing ever.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like, you know, I would be kind of overthinking things, but it's good to have a partner who can see it from a different perspective. And they just tell you, look, it's time you change something about it.
Yeah. So then when I decided no weddings, I want mostly newborns. I went and did a proper one-to-one training to be comfortable with the newborns, because newborns are so precious. I was always afraid of my life before that course that I'd do something wrong with the baby. Like, you know, that it was this kind of safety of a baby a lot as well. Because then once I did the course, I was explained everything. Of course, I did a lot of training online, but they're not the same.
You have to do it in person.
I think so, because like you're actually touching the baby. You see how the baby is, like, you know, the photographer was so confident with, like, you probably have seen, you have two babies, so you've seen how comfortable nurses are with the babies.
Yes.
They're literally throwing them in the air. Like, you know, it feels like what are they doing with my baby? You know? But yeah, like that's how confident I am now with the babies. Like I'm not afraid to kind of move them,
yeah,
turn them, like because I know I'm not going to hurt them. I know exactly how to hold them.
And where did you do the course?
I did a course with the Slovinsky's photography.
Okay.
They were, they are now back to Poland, but they were in Cork at the time.
Okay,
they were,
that's far away.
It is, yeah. It was a trip, you know.
Yeah, it was a road trip.
So I did the course with them and, yeah, and a few. I went to Yelena Shumilova course as well. She's a Russian photographer.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, is she Russian?
She's more kind of outside. She's quite famous as well. I mean, like in a photography
world,
world, I suppose. Yeah. So she, from her, I learned a lot about lighting. I did her course at the very beginning of my photography journey. That was a huge thing with, like, kind of lighting, understanding how to create a composition, mm-hmm, how to use light and all, mm-hmm, that. Not studio light, but I mean. Then I, Slovinsky course did a lot to me in regards of how to handle newborn and how to use studio light for newborn photography.
Yeah.
Because it is a bit of a specific thing, you know, like you have to have, there is certain things that you need to adjust when photographing newborn with a studio light as well.
Yeah, and how long are the sessions normally?
Well, with the babies, it all depends on the babies. Mm-hmm. I used to be much longer because, mm-hmm, I used to be crazy about the props, babies in the buckets and that.
Yeah.
My husband always says, oh, that looks so creepy. I kind of, looking back, I sort of have to agree with him.
Okay.
In,
yeah,
ways, because, like, it's cute.
Yeah.
But it's not my thing. And I was like, yeah, I was. And it takes time,
yeah,
obviously, to pose the baby, to let them sit in that bucket nicely, chin on their hands.
Yeah, I always wondered how photographers did this, because I haven't ever done newborn photography on that level.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Like,
I actually was taught all those things, and all those, every pose has a certain way that,
yeah,
you have to do it this way, that way, that way.
Yeah.
Like, I did it all, and the sessions were taking ages, like 3 hours or even 4 hours. The poor parents were
exhausted.
And they were, in a lot of cases, I would hear this, I think we have enough, you know, photos done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're...
Probably
yeah,
the fathers, mostly.
Yeah, the fathers. And then mommy's like, oh, it's okay, it's okay. And daddy's like, oh my God, can we be done now?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So now, actually, COVID was one thing that changed everything for me.
I think
me
COVID
in my head
has changed a lot of things,
yeah,
for a lot of people in business.
Self-employed. Because main thing for me was I realized I actually don't need that much money. You know what I mean? Like,
right?
Because I was working I was working 7 days a week.
For what?
For,
you know?
Yeah,
for
like,
what?
No, I know we were earning good money. And
yeah,
you
but
were like this, oh, I'm always busy. You don't even stop and think.
But what about living?
Yeah, what about living? Like,
yeah,
we were living. I don't know when, but we were. Like, we were going on holidays and this.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that's good.
But we were. But it was...
Oh, too much.
Going on holidays, it means you're working 3 nights before you go on holidays nonstop, like nearly 24/7. And then when you come back, you work again 24/7 to catch up on what you had, like
missed,
what you've left.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, no, it was too much. And then we stopped. And it was, what was it, 350 a week we were getting payment from the government?
We were, yes.
And I was like, right, and we can survive. Oh, of course, we weren't going places. We weren't doing much. But we still, I was like, yeah, maybe we
that's
don't
doable
actually need that much money in our life to be, like, comfortable.
That's when you realized,
and,
yeah.
And then the time I've spent with my daughter, it was so
amazing.
Beautiful. It was amazing. We were, like, walking, talking, playing games together. She was, I think, 7 or 8 at the time.
Yeah.
Eight, actually, 9, yeah. So
and that's
brilliant.
A really cute age. Yeah,
it is. And she still remembers that. Mommy, do you remember we went for a walk?
And
every
that meant
day
a lot to her.
Yeah, absolutely. No,
yeah,
it was a huge thing to me. And I said, from then, I was like, I want to work less. I
and
actually
spend
want
more
to,
quality time
yeah
with family. Yeah.
So what I did is, again, there was another course I did online while
COVID
was there.
Happening.
It was
yeah
loads of time to do it. So
yeah,
I did it. And it was more of a marketing course to understand how to actually run a business a little bit better and more profitable and maybe work a little bit less, earn a little bit more, and manage your time a little bit better to have quality time with your family. So It was getting very comfortable at some point after COVID. Mm-hmm. I was spending less time shooting because I got rid of all the props. Mm-hmm. I was kind of saying like, oh no, we can't use too many props because I have to wash them all and all mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. So disinfect and all that. So I went back to actually where I start, back to mommies holding babies, babies there just lying without any major kind of posing.
A very kind of minimalistic approach.
Absolutely. Just mm-hmm. one little maybe basket just to put a baby in mm-hmm. if you want to. And then mostly mommy's daddy's holding the baby, mommy's daddy's hands in with the baby. Yeah. And when I actually looked back, in COVID, I was starting Instagram page and I went back to my very first photos to pick photos for the Instagram.
Yeah.
And I said, geez, my first newborn photos were that style. They were natural. They were mommy baby. They were this kind of really natural feel about it. And then I was drawn to this fashion prop photography.
You were influenced by other work.
Exactly, yeah. And so I lost that.
You lost that, that what style.
What I liked doing first. Yeah. And then I went back to it.
It's so interesting because I can totally relate to that. Mm. Because that happened to me as well. I was looking at my old work and I thought, you know, I'll be kind of cringing and thinking, oh, it's not great. But actually, no, I thought, I love my old work. It was so much more natural and simple. Mm. And I've overcomplicated things over years.
Yeah.
And I've been influenced by other photographers
around me.
And it just made no sense what I was doing anymore, do you know? So it's interesting that you say that now, you went back to
basics. I'm so delighted. I'm so grateful for COVID.
Yeah,
it's a horrible thing to say, but I mean, like,
I agree though, because it changed a lot of businesses in a positive way.
It
depends on your mindset. Some people, you know, saw COVID as something that would absolutely destroy their business, whereas other people kind of were thinking outside the box. And trying to come up with better solutions and maybe even expand their business in some way that they would never have done if there was no COVID.
I actually think that if I didn't have that time to just slow down,
because
my sessions were booked, I think, 3 or 4 months in advance. It was ridiculous. I couldn't take any more people. People were saying like, oh, I can't book like a session for next month even. I said, no, 3 months
in advance,
you have to wait. Yeah. I was like, okay. So then someone said, again, on the course, I heard this brilliant kind of, not idea, but advice that if your calendar is booked 3-4 months in advance, it means that you can comfortably raise the prices.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to be afraid of that, because obviously people like your work. They want to come to you.
Yeah.
And it's not just because of low prices, like you know. So it's just because I was quite low. My pricing was, I suppose, very low at the beginning, because I was afraid that if I do raise the price, no one will come to me, and then all this going on. Oh, that's the usual thing. I think every photographer
think
can relate
so too.
To that. Yeah.
I really think so too. It's very hard to price things.
It is, yeah. So that's another thing. Like, probably is a good idea to, if when you're doing a course, to not to do it with some photographer in America. That it's a different, totally different market. I'm talking about marketing course now.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, they can advise to you, oh, charge 2,000 for a session. You can't, not an Irish market.
Nope.
I suppose you could try.
You have to be aware of where you are. Like, you have to remember that where you're living, like, it's not, as you said, this huge place where you can afford to charge that, or where people can afford to pay that. You know, you have to be accessible to where you're living.
When we were talking about the pricing and all that, again, with my partner, he's brilliant. Like, basically every business decision is made together. Because it's kind of, at the moment, it's our business. He's as big of a part of it as I am. And like, it's great to talk to someone who kind of, you know, understands a bit, can advise a bit. So we, as a photographers, we're very lonely sometimes, I suppose. When you're running your own business, there's not too many people you can talk to about those things. There's not too many other photographers you actually meet, because any other photographer you would meet in your area, it's always a bit of a competition to you.
I was just going to ask you, actually, yeah, about other photographers, if you feel like that. Yeah.
So. No, I suppose not anymore, but definitely when I started, it was like you were, if any other photographer would come to town or somewhere in
the same area,
you would be like looking at them thinking, oh my God, now I'm not going to have a business anymore because... Mm-hmm.
And do you believe now that there's room for everyone?
Absolutely, because there's different styles, different approaches. Like, you know, there's in our area, for example, there's a photographer who does, like that, more natural and that. But again, she offers slightly different
approach
as well. Like, you know, there's a photographer who does more kind of prop and more that style of photography. So, like, absolutely, there is a room for everybody, and you can find your customer, and like it just keep working at it, and finding your own style. Now I'm in a happy place regards the style, regards how my photography looks. So now it's more about finding that balance between life and work, that and marketing a bit better, maybe to be able to, without a huge...
And do you think it's possible to find a balance?
Oh, I don't know. Look, I don't know. Everybody, like, I'm that kind of...
You're positive. You're a positive person.
Not really.
No, you're not.
No, I don't know. Look,
Well, from what I see from talking to you today, you are. You are pretty positive. You have a positive mindset.
I kind of learned it when I first started, regards the business. In life, I'm like, easygoing, party, great. But like in business, when it comes to business, I was always thinking too much about, maybe it won't work. Maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe there is someone better than me. And then,
but there is always that voice in your head.
I'm so critical about my work and always looking at the photos and looking at what you're posting. Maybe it's not good enough photo. Will anybody like it? Oh, God.
And do you care about those things now when it comes to social media posting? You use Instagram on a regular basis.
Yeah, I do.
Do you think it's important to pay attention to that, or is it better just to post and just keep posting and not overthink it too much?
Definitely be kind of
consistent
and post every day or every like second day, whatever you decide. I think that's important. And then what happened to me as well, because I was never consistent on social media. I would post loads in like 2 days, and then I would forget about it for 2 weeks and do nothing, and then I'd feel guilty that like I should be. Then what I did, I hired a person who did it for me on a regular basis, and that girl was with me for, it did make a huge difference in, I think, bookings and that. They were steadily coming in all the time. Yeah, like, no, social media, I've never advertised anywhere else, just social media.
Just social
and
media.
And, like, you know, word of mouth, people.
Yeah. Recommend you.
You're recommending me. So
Well, that's how I've heard of you. Yeah. That's how I've heard of you. It's from somebody in Kells.
Yeah,
so, like, I think word of mouth is definitely best advertisement, but you can't force that. So
you have to start somewhere. Like, for a photographer who is just starting, it must be a very hard start. Like, you know, you have to do a lot of things,
But at the same time, I think photographers now are a little bit more lucky because they have this platform that they can use. I think Instagram is one of the biggest tools that any creative or any business person should be using. Like, I don't think it should be ignored. Do you use any other platforms like Facebook?
That was my main one for a lot of years. And it sounds funny, but even though photography is a very technical profession, you actually are, you know yourself, it's a very technical thing. You have to know a lot about websites, and especially when you're running it yourself on your own, like, you know, kind of doing... then creating all those social media pages and all that, it's actually, and websites, it made me kind of shiver when I thought of starting another social media thing like Instagram, because I was Facebook, but then at some point I saw that, no, it's not enough, I have to start Instagram.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
It's overwhelming.
Not another one.
And now people you like businesses, they use even more than that, you know, like TikTok and LinkedIn and all of those.
I'm not on them.
No,
probably a bad thing.
Like, I know, well, with TikTok I don't see myself being on it, but like with LinkedIn probably should be using it, because apparently it's like a really, really good platform to use. But I just don't understand it. Maybe someday I will, but right for now I think Instagram is the main one for me personally.
For the moment, yes, but it can all change. So I'm thinking that look, whenever something new will come, we will think about it.
Yeah. I have in my notes here that you have a studio in Trim and you've been running your photography business for 6 years, but only today I found out that it's
11,
a lot more than that.
Years,
it's just
yeah.
because it was on your website. You got to change
it. So my website is so old.
Because I did a bit of research, you know, so it said 6 years and it's a lot more than that. So, yeah, you got to change that.
That is on my to-do list for the last 2 years, I think, to update my website.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the way like I have this to-do list and then you flick the page and you write the things again that you haven't done. So I think that that's update the website is on it for 2 years now. Keeps going to a next page, a next page.
So 11 years is a long time to run a business.
It is. It's great. Oh, I'm enjoying it so much. I'm so happy that I don't have to go to work every day. It's so flexible. I can move sessions if it doesn't suit me anymore.
Yeah.
I can. There is a lot of pressure to be working for yourself, of course, and a lot of worries and thinking that, it would have been so great to just close the door at 5 o'clock in the evening, come back home and not think about anything anymore. Because, like, you know yourself, you're thinking about your business 24-7. You're like, I need to do this, that. Oh. And sometimes it's like, people who work for somebody else are so lucky.
Yeah.
Because they can just shut the
door. And then when it comes to taxes and books and stuff like that as well,
again,
like, you have to do it all
thank
yourself.
Thank you for Tom that does it all.
Yes.
Because, like,
he's a saint.
Yeah, he absolutely, he does my books, he does my admin.
That's amazing. It's
the
great that you work together.
The only thing
together.
I still need to outsource is editing, and I can't. I just can't let it go.
That's a hard one, because you're trusting somebody.
It's such a huge part of my
style. It's your brand.
It's my brand. It's my style.
But do you see yourself doing that eventually?
I've tried.
You have?
I've tried after COVID to kind of train someone and...
It didn't work out?
No.
No.
I've tried 3 different people.
Yeah.
And every time, even though I gave them all the tools I had, all the filters I'm using, all the... And explaining, like, online, obviously, training was happening online, explaining every single step that I do with every photograph. But because I work with natural light and the studio light, so it's a lot of changing things. So I kind of know that if it's a natural light session, it will be edited this way. So it's a lot of little
details
that, and I'm being a bit of a control freak and I can't let it go.
Well, it makes sense because it's your work. And it's your name, and you know, if it's not done the way you want it done, then of course it's gonna trigger you in some way, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, like, because even like I'm following one photographer there in England, and I can see when she changes the retoucher because she's outsourcing all the time.
Yeah, okay.
She says, why would I spend time on something that someone is doing better than me? Not better, but quicker. So I can take more customers and I can spend my time doing better marketing to find more customers and that.
Yeah.
So her business, from the sounds of it, as a result, is more profitable because she doesn't spend time on editing as much. So she can spend more time.
She was able to let go. Whereas...
Yeah.
Like me personally, I don't see myself being able to do that yet.
Yes,
I just can't. I wouldn't be able for that.
Probably feel like...
Maybe eventually.
I thought the same about admin.
Yeah.
And then when when someone took over the admin, I was like, so nervous.
Yeah.
What if they... Bought, because the person who was doing it was brilliant.
Yeah.
She was like... Like that.
And she was so quick.
Yeah, she was quick. She was doing everything 100% right. I was like, that's working. So maybe eventually I will find someone who will do editing brilliantly and the way I want. Because that's kind of one of my dreams, to not be editing as much myself. And shoot, come home, maybe pick the best photos to edit, send it off to edit. And then
and
you're like, yeah, I have an evening back to myself. You know, like, so that's...
And does it take you long to edit a shoot?
I tried a few times to count how long...
Depends,
but usually I'd say not less than 6 hours, let's say.
Okay.
Per shoot. If you count everything, like you select the best photos, you get the proof ready out to them.
Okay, I get
you. Then they come back.
And then you,
you have to edit again. Then you have to print, pack, organize, deliver your collection. So overall, afterwards, I'd say no less than 6 hours.
And do you print in-house? Do you print here in the studio?
No, I actually... No, there's a printer company I'm using. Printing company I'm using,
And you just do prints? You don't do, like, canvases and things like that?
I do, yeah.
Oh,
I
you do,
offer
as well?
Products, yeah. So kind of, you know, a few products. That, again, I have a few different suppliers that do framing, canvases, all that.
Okay,
you
do framing
as
well.
Yeah.
So if you were to describe your style of photography... maybe in a couple of words, how would you describe it?
Natural, organic, not too fussy, baby-led, or I mean, like, baby decides what to do in the shoot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, if baby is awake, he's awake. I'm not forcing him to sleep. You know, like, I'm not trying to rock him or feed him or all that to sleep.
You're just letting things happen.
Let things happen. If baby's happy to stay awake for the full shoot, it's fine. And, like, you know... So that's my main thing.
And do you
thing.
Ever get customers who are, like, specific about what they want, and if you're not getting what they want?
A few weird things.
Incidents. We won't get into it too much, but...
Yeah. But no, mostly, like, now, because I do, as I said to you before, that I do post only, for example, on social media, I post only... work that I like doing myself. So now, as a result, I get customers that do love that style as well, and they come to me for that
style. They
know
what to expect.
So there is actually less people coming to me with a list of requests of I want this. Because every time they come in, I ask them, is there anything specific you want me to do? A specific prop you want
me
to use
ready.
Or something? Yeah. So, and in 99% of people say, no, it's all up to you. Because they see my work, they know that this is why they came. And so basically there's no more, people are not bringing props anymore with like, you know, and different things, because they know I have it there.
Yeah.
They know that.
So basically you've been attracting what you put out on social media,
absolutely.
What you advertise.
Once I took that advice, once I started to follow that advice and I stopped posting what I, even though, like, for example, I'm not doing anymore like big family groups. I used to do much more of that, like you know, family with cousins, grannies,
and
all that. Which is, I love doing it. It's nice, but I'm.
It's not your main focus.
It's not my main focus, and I think this is a huge field for photographers, because I get requests regularly to come to the party at home and photograph a full family, like, you know. But I just. For someone who would like doing it, there's a huge niche in that. I think
there
Ireland
is
missing that type of photography
100%.
Hugely, because people want family gathering photographers, you know.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do. Especially in Ireland, because families are so big. Speaking of customer service, what would you say are the key elements to good customer service?
Personal.
Or customer experience.
Personal approach in everything from start to finish. I like, even though I am doing it now, we have a system and it's all a lot of automated kind of emails going to customers with how to get ready for a shoot and everything. But it's still a lot of personal, like, we have a little questionnaire for customers. They fill it out asking maybe there is something specific they want or all those things. So then advice that we give to people, like how to get dressed and all that helps. And people, I think, are grateful and appreciate it, because a lot of people don't know what to expect when they come to newborn session, especially a first-time appearance.
Oh, God,
You know, like, and I remember myself being a first-time, like, when I had Alana, it's like, I couldn't imagine that I would have been going to a photographer that I've never met, that I've never, like, seen.
It's so, like, nerve-wracking, I would imagine.
It is, and you're giving them your two-week-old baby, too, and they're holding him and moving around. It's like, it must be, I don't know.
It must be scary.
So if you are, like, we have to build that kind of trust with customers from the beginning. Like, yeah. That's why social media is great, because we have a way of showing it to people, saying that, look, it's your baby's safe, he's in a safe environment, he's with the photographer that trained to do it, mm-hmm. that has experience, and he knows what he's doing. So, like, it's good way of advertising a good customer service, which is, I think, that's the good customer service, that you explain to people what is happening.
Yeah,
especially with a newborn baby, they want to know what's happening. They want to know that the studio will be warm, that the
all
baby
the little details.
Will be, handled properly by someone experienced, and that who cares about the baby safety is first thing, basically. Then after that, mm-hmm. it's like,
so you explain it to them in detail, and they know exactly what they're gonna get on the day, that makes them feel comfortable.
I hope so. Yeah.
And I see there's a lot of in your studio. There's a lot of props and clothes to choose from, and it's really impressive.
This is like, I think, the tenth of what I used to have, and the colors now, you can see that they're quite neutral. There's very few colors. They used to be all sorts of pinks and blues and all, like, every
bright color colors.
That was possible to get, I had it.
Okay.
And then I said, like, no, that's too much.
So it's
I
more
never
natural
liked
now.
The photos. If someone would ask me to photograph a baby in pink, I'd be like, okay, I can do it, but do I have to?
Can we do something else?
Yeah. And I have nothing against color. I know a good few photographers who use bright, colorful things, but mm-hmm. that's their style.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it, and I was doing it, and that wasn't
no
my
sense.
Style. It makes no sense.
Absolutely
so, like,
none.
When you stop and think about it, it's like, that's crazy. Why I was doing it?
But it's funny. It takes time to find your style as well. That's the thing. I think the trickiest thing about photography is finding your way of creating photographs and building that kind of brand. It's very difficult.
Suppose,
it's a very long process. It takes a few errors. You know, you have to kind of try things out and see, and then kind of look back and go, okay, this actually doesn't work for me, and it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So I'm going to... You have to do these things,
I think, as
a creative.
Yeah.
You can't just magically...
Yeah, yeah.
Make it happen.
It happens to some
people.
Well, to
lucky
people. Very lucky, yeah.
What does success mean to you?
It was never about the money or earning millions. That was never... It was, I suppose, being recognized in your field as a good professional. When I see customers coming back to me with the second and third and fourth baby, I'm like, must be doing something right here.
Yeah, when a customer comes back, that is the best feeling. Mm. What helps you to stay, like, motivated and organized in order to achieve a productive work day?
Or work productive work day? Do they exist?
It's hard to be your own boss and motivate yourself.
It is one of
do you
the
think
hardest
it's about,
things.
Do you think it's about motivation or discipline?
Discipline.
Yeah.
Motivation is not, like, I can be motivated to go on Instagram for half of the day. But the discipline is one of the
things. It's everything, isn't it?
Yeah. Like,
because motivation, you can't be motivated
but
every
I'm
day. It's impossible.
I'm very unorganized when it comes to business. Like, and a lot of
I
people,
think a lot of creative people are unorganized.
I really do. I'm trying to fight with myself every single day.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, you're 7 o'clock in the evening, like, what have I done?
Yeah.
Well, I have done something. I must have. I sat at the computer all day.
Yeah.
7 to 12 is 12 at night is my most productive work time. Because,
is it?
Because everything
is
done. Would
you not be a morning person?
No.
No?
Oh, gosh, I'm
really?
Awful. Oh, let me sleep.
And then you just get it done in the evening.
In the evening. It just happens.
Oh, well, that's
a bit
great.
Of telly. On the
background.
On my phone, on the background somewhere, and
has
I'm like,
to be
din,
done.
Din, din,
yeah.
din, I'm done. Edited. Oh, God.
So you need, like, background noise to edit.
I
telly.
Sort of do.
Would you listen to music now?
No.
No.
That's funny. I don't.
Do you find it annoying? I find it annoying to listen to music when I edit.
Yeah.
Because I feel like with
but
music,
but I can
I have
actually
to...
watch a film. I have.
Yeah, me too.
I
always
have
something playing
with, like, my computer. big screen, and then underneath is my phone with a film or something.
Like a show, or chat show, whatever.
Listening. And sometimes, like, my partner is like,
"How do you do it?
Do you actually, can you actually see?" Or, like, you know,
yeah,
no problem. But when it's music, it distracts me. It annoys me.
Yeah, same. So what would be your toughest moment so far?
I was actually thinking about that question. I said, you know what? It has to be the one time when I had a tough enough session with a family, three kids, I think, family, and we had a hard time to get the toddlers to pose. And I think we had maybe two or three okay family shots from that whole shoot. And I knew that that's all I have. Like, I was dreading coming home and looking at them and thinking, like, oh my God, will I even have one usable family photo? Because toddlers, they're tough cookies.
Oh, they are. They are.
You know, and I came home, put the card into the card reader, and there's nothing on the card. The card is corrupt.
Oh, Lord.
I nearly died. My heart, because I was always shooting with two cameras, always. I just don't like changing the lenses. So I'm better off. Because I use two different lenses, like it's one camera, one lens, another camera, another lens.
Yeah.
So I knew that the family shots were on that camera, on that card. And the rest was, like, you know, newborn baby. It was all mix. But the family shots
were on
that. And they're not there. And I'm like,
panic mode.
Panic. I still remember that freeze. And I was like, what am I going to do? I knew
cold
I can reshoot and that. But, like, you know, the family was ready. Makeup, hair, everything. Yeah. They came so prepared.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, my God. And I tried to do this card re...
When you can send it to a place.
I sent it to a place. I paid, I think, 400 or 500 euro.
It's around 300 to 400 euro.
I think it was about 400 euro.
I know this from personal experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they didn't recover. They didn't recover the family photos. They recovered something.
But not the ones you needed. Those
few family photos weren't actually recovered. And I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Well, I had nothing.
Nothing you could do.
Nothing I could do. I just sat there. I texted the family. I said, look, that what happened. Unfortunately, we'll have to reshoot. I'm offering you either this or that. I think it was a time around my Christmas mini session. So I think they came for a Christmas mini session for free, and they got their family shot then.
Okay.
And I had to apologize and say, like,
were they understanding or were they annoyed?
No, they were with me since, I think, two or three times.
Okay.
So they
That's
were
great.
Understanding about it.
Because these things can happen.
I understood one thing, that I will never work without insurance. I mean, like, if something happens to a customer, I don't know, someone, please God, never, but will break a leg or something in the studio, I have an insurance.
Yeah.
And plus, I have a dual slot camera now.
Yes.
It's a must.
Never shoot on one card. And then if you were to think of your proudest moment to date, what would it be?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
It's a tough one for you.
It's probably, like, it's not one particular moment. It's like just every time when customer comes into the studio, or like you today came in and you were like, oh, this is so lovely.
Yeah, it makes you happy.
I feel so proud and happy that it is my creation, you know.
Yeah.
Or when customers come back to you with a second, third, fourth baby. And we are lucky in Ireland. They're having so many babies.
We are really lucky, actually. Yeah. And then when you see them grow, it's a really amazing experience to have that archive of,
because it's very, like, in Lithuania, or you were from Latvia, so they would be like two
small
kids
families,
in the family.
Yeah,
would
like be, I have one sibling, you know, our family's
tiny. I'm an only child,
So it's like we're used to smaller families, but thankfully we live in Ireland where we can create more memories for the same family. It's amazing.
It's great.
It's the greatest
feeling ever.
And it is.
You see those, he was a baby and now he's like, you know.
Yeah, and
like
then when you get to
know
the families as well, it's lovely. It's kind of like you're building that relationship.
Absolutely,
over time.
And there's a trust in it.
There's a trust.
Like, oh, we wouldn't go to anyone else but you. And
it's
like,
amazing.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. So that would make you proud as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So do you have any plans for the new year?
Well, my plan is, like, I have a photographer that I'm following for ages, and I really would love to get a course training one-to-one session with her. Mm-hmm. So that's fingers crossed.
Yeah,
I'll get that. And other than that, it's more, this year is a bit of a crazy year for us. We're renovating the house, where there's a lot of things happening in our personal life. So it's like business is there, and thankfully it's well established. So we're
lucky,
it's going well
yeah.
in that. So yeah, few like I'm trying to do at least one course every year, kind of with someone that I like, someone that, or like something that I know will be beneficial to me, like either marketing or I don't know, running social media or something like that. That
yeah.
that would benefit the business as well as, you know, like make me a better photographer and better overall, give better overall service, I suppose.
Yeah, that's lovely that you're willing to grow
yeah,
your business
like, you know,
further and grow
like,
as a photographer.
So many,
it's really important.
So many different things. It's not just taking photographs. It's like editing. It's running, give a good service to people mm-hmm. in on a admin level, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things to learn
behind
in
the
business.
Scenes.
Yeah, behind the scenes is huge.
Yeah.
My another thing I'd love to learn, taking good videos.
Okay.
And maybe even offering that as a part of the
package.
But that's again
that's a whole different
field. And I'm, because my little one now, she's all into filming the videos and she's editing them. She's better
oh.
than like a few times I've actually yeah a few times I've asked her when I take the little videos of the
behind the scenes.
I give her those videos and she would kind of
put them together.
Oh,
and
that's cute. She's brilliant at that. So I'm hoping that maybe she will do that for me.
That would be lovely. Family
yeah,
business. Keep
yeah,
it in, fa-
family,
in family.
Exactly.
So, Georgina, where can we find you online? On Instagram, under what name?
I have, it's everything is Georgina Photography. That's where it's my GreginaPhotography.com, the website, and Georgina Photography Facebook, and the same Instagram. So
thank you so much, Georgina, for your time.
Thank you.
And
that was actually nice.
Yeah.